From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, Secure in the Incomparable Love of God. The text is verses 5 through 11 of chapter 5. The beginning of verse 5 says that hope maketh not ashamed, or does not disappoint. As Dr. Cairns will point out, the reason this is true is found in the second part of the verse, which says, Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who have been justified by faith in Christ, which guarantees that believers will never suffer damnation. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
Our text for this morning is found in John chapter 3 and verse 7. Ye must be born again. Regeneration is a subject which lies at the very basis of salvation, and we should be very diligent to take heed that we really are born again, for there are many who fancy they are who are not. Be assured that the name of a Christian is not the nature of a Christian, and that being born in a Christian land and being recognized as professing the Christian religion is of no avail whatever unless there be something more added to it, the being born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. To be born again is a matter so mysterious that human words cannot describe it. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nevertheless, it is a change which is known and felt, known by works of holiness, and felt by a gracious experience. This great work is supernatural. It is not an operation which a man performs for himself. A new principle is infused, which works in the heart, renews the soul, and affects the entire man. It is not a change of my name, but a renewal of my nature, so that I am not the man I used to be, but a new man in Christ Jesus. To wash and dress a corpse is a far different thing from making it alive. Man can do the one. God alone can do the other. If you then have been born again, your acknowledgment will be, O Lord Jesus, the everlasting Father, Thou art my spiritual parent. Unless Thy Spirit had breathed into me the breath of a new, holy, and spiritual life, I had been to this day dead in trespasses and sins. My heavenly life is wholly derived from Thee, to Thee I ascribe it. My life is hid with Christ in God. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. May the Lord enable us to be well assured on this vital point, for to be unregenerate is to be unsaved, unpardoned, without God, and without hope.
Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Romans chapter 5, reading together again the first 11 verses of the chapter. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement, or, as I suspect it should be read, we have now received the at-one-ment, the reconciliation. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. You'll recollect, I hope, that I've been pointing out that Paul sets before us something of an outline of his course of study in Romans in the third chapter, from verse 21 to 31. He gives us a series of pregnant statements that he then takes up and expounds in much greater detail. In Romans chapter 5, he's expounding that wonderful statement in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's really the text, if you will, of all that Paul is saying here in the fifth chapter of Romans. Now, Romans 5 falls into two very distinct sections. The first 11 verses, and then 12 through 21. In verses 1 to 11, Paul is expounding the words, justified freely by his grace through the redemption. And then in verses 12 to 21, he gives very particular notice to this great theme, this redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And when we get to that section in the will of God, you will notice that we will then be entering into one of the most profound passages in all of Holy Writ, where Paul is inspired to explore what it means to be first in Adam, and then what it means to be in Christ. Now, we're still in the first section. We have already dealt with verses 1 through 5a, the first 4.5 verses of the chapter. Remember what the theme there was, that Paul was dealing with the new secure standing that believers have with God. And he notes that the foundation of that standing is not in themselves or in their works, but in the merits and mediation of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the basis of his merit and his mediation, Paul shows we are declared righteous by the imputation of the righteousness of Christ. That therefore we have peace with God. And I'm not going to retrace our steps over that particular statement, but that is one wonderful statement. We have peace with God. Then he shows that we have the power to prove the effectiveness of the gospel and its grace in the most difficult circumstances of life. We glory, he says, we boast in tribulations also. We boast in tribulations. Now, let me be quite frank with you and say he is occupying ground, therefore, that every Christian should occupy, but honesty compels us to say that most Christians have never yet approached to it. I don't want to derail myself before I start. But that's why I shudder every time this congregation sings what they sang tonight, especially after a good laugh. My soul trembled tonight when I looked out in this church and I saw people smiling and laughing one second and the next singing, praying to Almighty God, lay any burden on me. I have been with the parents of grossly disfigured babies. Lay any burden on me? Oh, sure, I believe we can take anything if God will be with us. But this is ground that most Christians should take and haven't taken. We boast in tribulations because there is power for us available to prove that the gospel works even in the most difficult of circumstances. And then, of course, we have the prospect of certain bliss. There's this wonderful statement in verse 5 that our hope maketh not ashamed. It will never let us down. It will never put us to shame. Christians will not be disappointed in their hope of glory. Now, Paul is very much aware of what an amazing statement of absolute certainty he has just made. And I want you to understand it is a statement of absolute certainty. Our hope will never make us ashamed. And because it's such a statement, Paul goes out of his way to give us a detailed exposition of the very best possible line of argument to show us that, however amazing, this statement is nothing but sober truth. In other words, this is not pious talk. This is not whistling in the dark. This is not just expressing some vague wish. Paul, when he uses the word hope, is speaking not of what he hopes might happen, but of the guarantee of what God has declared must happen. That's his hope. And so therefore he says, I'm going to prove to you that this hope will never make us ashamed. And that's what the rest of the section from the middle of verse 5 to the end of verse 11 is all about. Now, in a nutshell, the argument is this. God has given us the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit has poured into our hearts. Well, let me rephrase that. It's not into. There's a nuance here. This is the only place in the New Testament where this verb appears with the preposition in, not the preposition into. He has poured in our hearts. Speaking of something that has happened in the past, but it's an ongoing experience. He has poured in our hearts the love of God. That love that led God's dear Son to die for us and then to rise again and live for us. And Paul is arguing here, if we grasp the reality of God's immeasurable love in Christ, we will realize that there's no room for doubt that believers have an immovable security and a well-grounded assurance. Once you understand the love of God in Christ, security is a settled matter. Assurance is a settled matter once you grasp the reality and the nature, the actions and the intention of God's love in the Lord Jesus Christ. And for anyone in that position of grasping God's love, there is nothing for him to do but, as verse 11 says, glory or boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. The subject then of that's before us tonight, and I'll not promise that we'll get it finished, though we will make the attempt. The subject is secure in the incomparable love of God. That's the subject. And really what Paul is saying here is that the love of God is the Holy Spirit's surest and best argument for the present assurance and the eternal security of believers in Christ. Now let's follow the argument step by step and see how everything works in to the security of the believer. We start in the middle of verse 5. Here's how we know our hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We must start at the end of the verse if we're going to put things in chronological order. First truth here, God has given us His Holy Spirit. Now, this is a vital component in Paul's argument. The amazing thing is, when you read the experts and the commentators on Romans 5, not too many of them spend a lot of time in this particular part of the argument. There are other great things in this text, and they're rushing on as if the giving of the Holy Spirit were only an afterthought. But this is absolutely essential to everything else. Without this, there's nothing. He has given us His Holy Spirit. And the truth that he's getting over is this. That one fact, the fact that God has given His Holy Spirit to believers, is an essential part of proving the security of those believers. The argument really is very simple, and yet it's profound. If God has given you His Spirit, He's never going to damn you. If God has given you His Spirit, you are His in a unique and wonderful and unchangeable way.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free. at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.